round.
All right.
And
all right.
go.
Round two of
and
the prelude.
Go.
First prelude.
Try not to cut out this time. My God. Get your internet.
I'm not doing nothing. All right. All right. Guys, me and Fred are just talking. We're going to have to re-talk about it again. Anyways, middle-aged guys. I feel like all of them make the same jokes all the time. And some of them need to realize, as you said this, right? Some of them, right? Don't some of them need to realize?
I said it's the delivery demeanor, right? So if you're like Nick was just talking, he said he was in the bathroom at work and these losers came in and were making jokes about the urinal sizes. And it's like, oh, so has anyone who's ever used two different urinal sizes ever. Now, it's also like a comfortability thing, Nick, in those environments. It's a, you're adding a lot of layers. I'm peeling back the onion, okay? Because like comic, you know, comic relief. So if somebody's like uncomfortable being in the bathroom, somebody, it's like, hey, I guess I
you
get
the... I didn't even think about it. That makes sense because like, all right, you guys didn't hear this
you
part.
Don't know them, you know what I mean? You don't want to be just awkwardly silent the whole time.
I'm in my bathroom. I work out in the shop. There's three stalls. I'm in one of the stalls. There's three urinals, two that are regular size and one that's a little lower. And then I was there 2 days in a row and two separate groups of two guys walked in each time. And both times the guy not using a short urinal had to make a joke about the other guy using a short urinal. And it's just like, I heard it today, you know, the second day in a row. I'm just like, come on, guys. Like, it's just a short urinal.
Nature, the environment changes everything. Like dad jokes as a whole, delivery matters. If you think it's the first time you're talking about it, you're a scumbag. But if you're like an actual comedian and you're like, ah, you know, and you do the John Krasinski office side eye, you're fine. But I think like in a bathroom or like in a tight knit environment, I'm not going to walk in the bathroom with you and just be utterly quiet. Like that's weird. So somebody had to break the ice, like the awkward ice.
Well, they were talking about regular stuff.
Nah. Uh-huh. Oh, just like a transition. Like, okay, we're going to pee now. But instead of saying that, it's like, nice urinal.
Nice short urinal.
Yeah.
Buddy.
And then we just go right back to staring at the wall because you can't look at other people's ding dongs. That's frowned upon.
Well, they're separated. That's why I wanted to do it on a short urinal.
You never peek over? You know, hey, man. What's going
on?
Over?
Are you peeker?
No.
No, I've literally never peeked over.
No, I panic. And I swear to God, Nick, I stare right at the wall. Just
no, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to look, and I don't want anyone to look at me. I don't know. Just
yeah, I shut it down. I lock it the fuck down. All right, well, I guess that's how we're starting season 4, episode 38, Full Circle, Nick and Fred. Here's your intro, guys. Spoiler alert, Nick. This episode, I did not put it a lot into like my surroundings and what I was doing. So I went out with Megan and Tyler a lot this weekend. We went out Saturday and then we hung out again Monday night briefly. So there's going to be a lot of like messing about with Megan and Tyler. I hope they listen to this episode. If they ever listen to one episode, it's going to be it. This is I'm going to title this one, Nick, Tuesdays with Megan. Cause we had to watch like, or read the book Tuesdays with Maury in was it high school? Did you have to read that book in high school?
Yeah.
Did you have the same teacher? Like I didn't. Who's your fucking English teacher?
Who'd you have sophomore year?
I don't know. I Popic, I think senior year.
Yeah, Popic senior year.
And then who was the one we had freshman year? She ended up having a baby. She was out for like the whole year.
I had a different one. I had Fiddler. I had an older one.
I had the younger one, Miss Mertz or something. And then she got pregnant and Miss Sobes was in there for a while.
And then I had like Miss Broder or something.
I don't remember who I had after that. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, no one cares.
Regardless. That's so Megan and Tyler, if you listen to one episode, this one's for y'all. Anyway, so we're going to go through the weekend, Nick. I'm going to throw a lot of crap at you as it shows up. Okay. So I don't remember how this started. So Friday or Saturday or whatever, Megan and Tyler were like, hey, we're ditching the boys. You know, they're going over, they're going to hang out with my parents or whatever. You know, we're going to enjoy our weekend. And I was like, well, if you guys want to do you. You know, and I'll catch you another time. You know, and they're like, no. Come out to Raleigh if you want. I'm like, Cass is on call, so she'll be at the hospital almost 90% of the time, which she ended up being there. Felt bad. But I was like, I'll go out. Like, I'll hang out. So, of course, the one weekend I make plans, little Zach, my boy little Zach is like, you're like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, of course, I made plans this week. I'm seeing you in like 3 months. Like, I guess if you want to come out, you can come out. So he comes over because he brought Cass stuff for her smashed phone, which is very nice of him.
How nice.
Which is chill. From the wedding. So he comes over and then we go down to Raleigh and we meet Megan and Tyler at a place called Stir. I had to think about it. I kept calling it Split. I kept calling it Splice. Slice. I couldn't remember it's Stir. And it's in North Hills, Nick. Okay. If you've ever been to North Hills in the Raleigh area, guys, this is where your like NHL player lives. This is where your fucking like CEO of Bank of America is like hanging out on the weekends. Yeah, like Raleigh. Looking at this place makes my stomach hurt. Like it makes my stomach knot up. So we get there. The place doesn't start serving. Well, Megan thought the place didn't start serving lunch until 11. So we get there at like 9:30. There's shops across the way. Very nice shops. Chick-fil-A's in there. There's a movie theater, barbecue spot, and some very, very high-end like stores. So Megan's like, I'm going to get my ring, my wedding ring washed, you know, and like cleaned up while we're here. It'll only take a minute, which is true. I'm like, whatever. We got to buy time anyway.
Wait. What is that? They
put in like an ultrasonic thing. You never seen these baths? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they store the same way.
How much does it cost?
I don't know. I could ask her. That's a great question. I don't know.
Because I didn't engage Nick because buy your own.
Well, we can investigate all this. Okay, I can get this from the horse's mouth. However, the problem was, Nick, I walked into a store that I was severely undercredited for. Nick, we walk in and they're like, "Can we get you a water?" Right there. Can I get outside? Like, I'm already. Lock it down. If you're offering free stuff, that means your product is up. Okay. Yeah. So we get in. The first thing I see is like, it's a jewelry store, but ain't no fucking Zales. Ain't no K. They got Tag Heuer, Breitling watches, Rolexes up front. I'm like, some brand. And I kind of like scoot to the back. I'm like, all right. So the back's cheaper. I look at this watch that I like. I'm like, wow, that's cool. Let me see my kind of sneak a price tag. So I kind of lean over the glass a little bit. Look. $785 for one watch. I'm like, okay. My watches are like $250, $300 at best. So I'm like, and that was just one I picked out. They had a Tag Heuer, it was pink. I was like, no. And then everyone's like, oh, can like, now we're standing waiting for Megan's thing. They took one of the associates took her ring into the back to clean it up. Everyone else is like, hey, can I get you some? Hey, I looked at the guy straight in his face and I said, sir, I said, my credit score doesn't allow me to even look in the glass. All right. Like, I probably shouldn't be in here. I'm like, Megan's getting her her ring washed. And then he's like, well, you might have to get her another one. And I was like, nah, it's not my department. That would be Tyler. So it was just wildly bougie. A cool spot, very friendly people. Like, they weren't irritated that we were in there. You know what I mean? Like, they were doing their job, and I respected that about it. You ever go into a place, Nick, and you're like, you're out of place, and they make you feel out of place? That pisses me off. That's what a lot of this weekend is going to be, is like circumstantial shit. Well, have you ever had that happen, Nick? Where you go in like a dealership or something, and they're like, what are you doing here? Like, you clearly can't afford this shit.
I don't know if you were there. One time I was at some people at the Big E. I believe it was a Big E, and we were looking at these, like, this furniture is like this fancy bed or something. It was some kind of whatever it was, super fancy. Obviously.
Was it in a tent or something? An exhibition?
No, it's like a showroom. Like, it's just kind of like a big showroom. And we're looking at it, and the sales guy's there, and someone asks him, how much does that cost, right? And he's like, obviously super expensive or whatever. Someone's curious. And you know what he said? He's like, well, if you gotta ask the price, you can't afford it. That's what he said.
Damn, they said that to your face?
Yeah, he said that.
And did you proceed to punch him? Like, what the hell?
Like, it was like 10 years ago.
Okay, it was a long time. Younger. I thought this was recent. Sorry.
No, we could tell you how I wasn't gonna afford it, but it was just kind of funny. It was just like, you gotta ask for the price, you can't afford it. That's what he said straight up.
I don't know. That's always irritated me, and I always respect when you go into a place and they treat anybody the same. I mean, like I said, I got asked by three different associates, can we help you with something? I was like, look, they're, you know, it's just not something that, like, don't waste your time. And they respected that. And we were there for somebody else who was receiving a service. So it was whatever. It was fine. We walked out. We went to, there was like a little farmer's market in the center of this, like AstroTurf green. You know how that is, like in the center of the whole thing, yeah. AstroTurf. And it was like, I tried this guy's pickles. He had like homemade, not homemade, well, relatively homemade pickles. And I was like, damn, like, he was doing samples. Like, damn, those are good. Went to think about buying a jar, $10 for a jar of pickles. I'm like, nope. I'm all set. So then we walked out. I checked out Sunglass Hut because I was thinking about getting a new pair of Ray-Bans or Oakleys, which I'm going to get to later in the show. Actually, honestly, we can just jump on that. So, Nick, I go to Sunglass Hut. I do own a pair of Oakleys, genuine Oakleys. I own a pair of Ray-Bans. Are you somebody who, like, I don't even know how to ask this question. Are you pro name brands or are you pro knockoffs, and does certain things matter? Like, with sunglasses and watches, I like to tend to go with, like, spending the little extra money to have, like, the nice, if that makes sense, even though I probably shouldn't. But, like, if it's a t-shirt, I could care less if it's a ripoff. You know what I mean? Do you feel the same way? Are you all knockoff all the time? Or, like DHgate, you get certain things, but not other things. What are your thoughts on this?
As you know, I'm a sunglasses connoisseur.
Correct.
So you came to the right guy. Because
of those light retinas, yes.
But In terms of, so let's just start with sunglasses first, then I'll go with the overall. So sunglasses. I had a nice pair of Ray-Bans that I very much enjoyed, and they're very comfortable, very sturdy. And then I lost them. I left them, I put them down on the ground while we're playing at Hell's Point.
Which happens all the time. I've lost numerous sets. I'm on like a fourth set of Ray-Bans.
I lost that pair. I haven't bought a pair of nice, I have one pair of Ray-Bans actually I did buy. I don't really wear them much. I think for sunglasses, you can get knockoffs, because here's the thing. You can find some nice looking knockoffs, and you can get like a bunch of them for like a low price, and then they're very easy to replace, and if you lose them, who cares? That's my thoughts.
Sorry, my Alexa just went off.
Yes, no, I agree. Did hear that, but I was like, going to ignore it. Anyway.
Sorry.
So yeah, for me, for sunglasses, if you have like one nice pair, two nice pairs, I can see that. But if you want multiple pairs, just get cheap ones, all right?
I agree with that.
Like the ones I wore at the wedding, right? They look kind of nice, right? Do you remember?
I think it's important, and I'm going to cut you off. I know this is where you're going, to have one of both. Like, I got those breakthrough glasses that are $10. I'll wear them out in the yard for mowing. I'll wear them out, because if I lose them, I don't care. Yes. But if I'm, like, doing, like, golfing or trying to be a little extra or trying to clean up a little bit, then I wear my nice. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think that's where you're going with it, right?
Yeah, because I had a nice pair of sunglasses I wore down at the wedding, right? Looked pretty good. Those were, I literally got a 3-pack for $15, and they looked pretty nice.
Yeah.
So I don't care if I lose them. But yeah, I do have a nice pair of Ray-Bans. I don't really wear too often, but I think for sunglasses wise, you get cheap. But in the overall point of where you get knockoffs or like the real brand, sometimes it kind of comes down to preference.
I think it comes down to the legitimacy of the knockoff as well. There are a lot of knockoffs out there that look almost identical. You would not know. You could not prove that they weren't the real thing. And then there are others that are like, oh, you know, like it's the same with the, like we and you are avid DHgate users, you know, for jerseys. I love my UConn jersey, but like the collar is off and that's going to bother me for a while. But like, you know what I mean? I've had other ones that are like spot on. You wouldn't even know that they were fake. So it's like, you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you do. Like, I feel like Oakley and Ray-Bans are out enough with like simple enough styles. They're very knockoffable. I think certain things you can get away with it more than others, but it was just interesting because I was in there and I was like, I really want a nice pair of glasses, but I already had two. I'm like, once I lose these two, maybe I'll do another one or something to figure it out, but I couldn't justify it.
Yeah, I guess a final point I'll have to say, my thoughts on knockoffs versus real. In my opinion, maybe one or two of the real ones. And then if you want more extras, different styles or whatever, just get some knockoffs. No,
I agree with you. I like that. I like that a lot. One or two OGs, go crazy.
Yep.
You know, I like that. But yeah, I was just, you know, so we're walking around the North Hills area, hit the Sunglass Hut, walking around the super expensive Pickles. Then we hit this like a bougie LL Bean. And we were just walking in there and checking it out. And it was like Alex, serial killer Alex Smith would have probably nutted himself.
Was it an actual LL Bean?
No. I can get the name of it. I can look it up. But it was just bougie. It was like if LL Bean had a very expensive, like a very bougie cousin. I don't even know. But Nick, they had I'll give you an example. They had bikes in there that were like electric and had solar panels for self-riding. You want to guess what the price tag on some of those were?
That's cool. I don't know, maybe $1,000.
No. You want to keep going?
It was like $10,000.
Oh, half.
It's like a new car, 20 grand.
That's what I, no. Like half of that. It was like $5,000. Oh, okay. But still, bike.
Oh my God. Pedal bike.
Pedal bike. Yeah, these aren't like motorcycles or nothing. So, yeah, it was a whole lot of something. And it was cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm not going to buy anything from these stores, but like it's legitimate, Nick. Like they had like high-end tents. They had like I never actually seen this. I know it sounds ridiculous, but they had like free rock climbing actual grapplers that you could buy, like stuff I'd never seen before, you know what I mean? So it was cool to like go in and like see it. And we ended up burning off the time. Whatever. It's just crazy. North Hills is really cool. It's very like, it's like I said, just bougie. It makes you feel poor. But we end up going over. So we go across the street and we go to this place called Split. Or what did I just tell you? Was that right? Split? I don't know. Slice? Something? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's Split and you kept calling it a bunch of other crap.
Yeah, I don't know. I think...
That didn't make any... That wasn't even close.
It's not... Dude, I can't... Split... What's the damn name of that restaurant? Split in North Hills. It's important because like half my story revolves around it. Is it Split? I don't think it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. Whatever. go to this breakfast place. I'm going to get the damn name of it. And now I'm super mad because I like specifically wrote it down and it's not in the outline. So I'm fired up.
Then what did you delete it for?
I don't know. I didn't realize I did. I must have typed over something. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So we go to this place, this breakfast brunch place / dinner place. It's bougie again. But you know me, Nick, I go in on some food. Okay. So we had wedding money and I haven't been going crazy. And I was like, you know, I'm going to treat myself a little bit. I'm going to treat myself a little bit. So we get in there. And first and foremost, I want to talk about this dude. So somehow, Megan and Tyler, when they went out in Raleigh, they managed to get the same waiter like 3 or 4 times. Like, they know the guy. Dopest first name ever. I don't know if it was a nickname. He introduced himself as Five. His name was Five. I don't know if that was his real name or what.
So you don't know the background?
Don't know the background. Couldn't ask him. Right? Didn't really know the guy. Should have asked Megan and Tyler a little bit more about that. But they didn't seem, that was weird because they didn't seem like overly personal with him. Like they were personal in the exchange of having him as a waiter all the time and like knowing the guy, like what he does. But they weren't like friends outside. Like it's not like they've ever met outside of that engagement. He's an older dude. You know what I'm saying?
Name Five.
I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, damn, all right, Five, what's up? You know what I mean? Like I'm in, whatever. Dude loved his job. He specifically handshook Megan and Tyler and was like, thanks for the opportunity for your business. Like, so glad you guys came in today. What a lovely day. Like, what can I get you guys? Like, just outstanding service. Outstanding service. So I just want to know, have you ever had like a server with a crazy name? Like, this is where it's going to be today. Like, these just weird, weird things, very specific things. And I might do an ass load of polls because this is just where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
No. I've never had a server with a weird name that I can remember, but I got a little story that I have a topic that kind of relates to this, Fred, that I think we should just jump in right now real quick, which is, well, so I did work when I used to work at the restaurant. He was like a busboy with me. This guy's name was Sven.
S-V-E-N. Sven.
Yeah, I think he was like, he's like Norwegian or something like that. So obviously that's why it's different, but no, I've never had a server with a name, but I gotta say kids these days. Like younger people are starting to have weirder, unique and weird names. Do you not agree with me?
Do people have an example? Because I know you're talking about, but I've only seen it in the celebrity circle, Northwest.
I'm golfing last weekend. Yes, this past weekend, me and my friend are golfing with these two younger kids. I don't know what it was, but either way, we're golfing, right?
Is this in your league or whatever?
No, I just went to Rolling Meadows over the weekend. Golf. We got matched up with these two younger kids. And, you know, I showed up a little late, obviously. So on a second hole, I greeted him. I'm like, hey, what's up? My name is Nick. Nice to meet you guys. And he's like, one kid's like, oh, my name's Cameron. You know, I guess, you know, they're too cool to go by Cam. His name uses his full name Cameron, right? Whatever. Not a big deal. And this other kid, he was actually a pretty good golfer. They're both in high school. I think they were like seniors or junior. They're both. He was a good golfer. He was on a golf team. His name was Storm.
Yeah. Yay, nay. Like, I know, like, I know it's different, but you're not a huge fan of that. I'm not
trying to make someone's name. That's how they got it. It's just. At what point is being unique too far, right?
I agree with you 100%. But the problem is, I lean on that side of things. Like, I think Rain is an amazing name for a girl. Like, I think that's a great girl's name.
I'm not going to lie. I think that's a terrible name.
But we met.
Storm's okay, Rain.
We met Rain. Our waitress at Texas Roadhouse was Rain. Pretty sure. I hope I got that right. But yeah, I like stuff like that. But I also like, I think getting creative with spelling versus a creative name is like more mellow. That makes sense. Like you can spell Rain like 8 different ways.
I'd rather have a creative name than spell a regular old name, sound like weird.
Oh,
like,
okay. Well, my name's
Nick, NYCK.
Yeah, but there's people that do that, or NYKE.
Like,
yeah,
Nick, I don't like you that. Know?
It's no, like, what? Just
give him a unique name, all right?
I'm with you on this. No. It's interesting. I thought it was crazy. I've never met a guy named a number. Now, I don't know if he is Five, if that was a nickname. Maybe he was the fifth child in the family. I don't know. But it's not like Tyler and Megan were like, oh, it's Five. He introduced himself by that name. He wanted to be called that.
My one guess, he's foreign. His name is something that's similar to Five. He just goes by Five.
Nothing indicating that after the exchange. Okay. English was on point. Nothing, no dialect that I could pick up.
Parents, so I'm with you. Either way.
Fascinating story. Might have to get the background of it. Next time I will share it on the show. If I ever go back there and I get him, now I will ask for him because, like I said, the best service I've ever had, hands down. If I go back there, which the food was amazing, so I would go back, I will specifically try to get the backstory on his name. No joke. Okay? But I just wanted to ask that up. Yeah. So I'm going to do a lot of open-ended polls for you guys this week because we've been lacking in the polls department. I'm going to go absolutely bonkers this week. What is the craziest name of someone you've met? And I don't want, I'll know if it's made up. So you guys can get crazy on the open-ended all you want, but I'm serious. What is the wildest name? And it doesn't have to be like over the top. It could be something just unique. I want to know. Cause I think five is as somebody introducing themselves as five might be the most unique thing. Isn't that, what's her name? In Stranger Things, 11. Like I've never heard a name used like a number before. It's just crazy. So in public.
I guess the real question is if it's a nickname or a real name. That's my thing.
I'm very curious, but I didn't get that.
And when I'm playing basketball at the park with like people and shades new people, and stuff. I'm like,
but what if you went around Nick and you ate like what if you loved it and you genuinely like introduce yourself? Hey, I'm Shades. I mean, that'd be kind of sick.
I do like the nickname Shades, and I've thought about saying it before when I play inside because sometimes if I'm playing inside because I play inside with some of the guys I play on the park with, and they're all calling me Shades. So sometimes I like want to introduce myself as Shades, but at the same time I'm like, I don't know, isn't that kind of
sometimes
like
you
weird?
Just gotta do it. But you see, I will tell you, Nick, I applaud it, own it. Go make like any social media just go with it. If you're going to go with it, go all out.
Shades, right? Is that not
you know
cool
what I'm saying?
Name?
Like your Discord, you should be, instead of awkward, you should be Shades. You should be Shades. Change it up. I'm telling you, embrace it. I like it. And then just do like a silhouette of sunglasses as your thing. Shades. I don't know. Yeah, Shades. I don't know. I'm just saying it's crazy, right? So the other thing is, Nick, I got a little carried away. Okay. So comes out and he's like, look, we have a great, you know, how many of you have been here before? Not me. He's like, we have a great raw bar. We have this like ahi seared tuna appetizer. We have this tiger shrimp cocktail appetizer. And I'm just thinking like, I would eat all that. So I'm like, he comes back out and I'm like, is the raw bar like one, like you pay a flat rate and then you go get whatever you want off the raw bar? Or he's like, no, it's just like a la carte. Like you have to, it's just normal. You just, whatever you want, you order it. I'm like, give me one of the two that you mentioned. Like you were hype about it. I'm in. So I got, this is the first time I've ever eaten tiger shrimp, Nick. They're fucking massive. I don't know if you've ever seen them.
Do they taste like regular shrimp?
Like regular shrimp. I'd say they have a little bit more meaty consistency, like a lobster, which I like. I like lobster. So I was like, all right. But it wasn't gamey tasting. It tasted like shrimp with the texture of lobster meat, a little bit more dense because it's bigger.
Okay.
But it came out with like a house-made tartar sauce and cocktail, and it was like smothered in Cajun. It was really, it was good. So I got that. Then we realized they only had the brunch menu out, which bummed Megan out, but she was like, whatever. And we decided we're going to do drinks. They had the mimosas and the $5 Bloody Marys. But I was like, yeah. So it was like 11:30 by the time we got everything settled in. I did a bunch of whiskey sours. She got a couple of drinks. But I did, Nick, I did it was called the Charleston omelet. It was like cheese, peppers, a little bit of onion, and something like bacon. And then when he was giving us options like on the menu and stuff, he was like, you can add anything you want to this stuff. So I did a lobster meat. Added in omelet. It was banging with home fries. Zach got chicken and waffles like full. Oh, dude, it was spectacular. And then I covered Zach. And basically what at the end of the day, my bill, and I'm not bragging, I'm just curious, again, this is where my head's at this week. My bill total without tip was $142. What is, and again, I'm not bragging, guys. I'm just genuinely curious. What is the biggest bill you've ever had for dinner? Or breakfast or anything. What is the biggest restaurant bill you've ever had that you've covered in full?
That I've covered. So you're not gonna count. So like me and my friends, we go on like a boys trip, and we used to do a fancy dinner, and I'm talking $100 a plate kind of place. Like it's expensive.
Yeah. Like a Ruth Chris or something.
And I think the most expensive meal, if you count it, I never covered it because I was always at the time, I didn't have as much credit limit. Like as a collective, I think we one time had like $800.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But what was your portion? So when you paid, you guys did Venmo or whatever, I imagine.
Yeah,
so when you split, what were you around? $200?
I'm not covering anyone else, just me. The most I've ever had is like, I think I got around like $140 like you. I'll say another friend that you know, and he's tall, eats a lot.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly
by himself, this man. Had a $200 bill, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy. What kills me too, though, and what like you forget at those numbers is how much the tip is. What I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So like the tip, I had Zach. I think I ended up having Zach cover the tip, but I was like, he was also one of the best servers I had in a while, so I definitely over tipped it. But I'm cool with that. I don't care. I was just curious. So like again, I don't usually drink like ever. I really don't. That's why, because that the first thing that'll rack up your tab is a bar tab.
Oh, yeah.
Those drinks we were drinking and they're slamming back were like 12 to 14 a piece. So you know, two or three of those, you're already at 30, 40, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't an insane like amount of food I got or expensive ass plate. It was just like a conglomerate. I got three drinks. I bought Megan a drink and a shot for Mother's Day. I got her and Tyler a shot. You know, I got my omelet with the extra this, the appetizer I wouldn't normally do, but I just wanted, you know, I just wanted a good meal. I want to have a good time.
So the food was good though, at least? Cause like
food was phenomenal. Food was phenomenal. I'd absolutely go back. And Megan was preaching. She was like, I really wanted to miss the brunch and do the dinner menu because it was that much better. But they had like a steak and eggs, Nick, with like a 12-ounce sirloin, like a full cut. Ooh. With eggs, not like some, you know, choppy. It was, they had a really, like, I'd go back. I would absolutely go back.
I gotta say, but when you do pay for like really expensive food, that is actually
more
worth
often price. Than not, you're gonna get it worth.
Like
it.
As long as you're paying, because you know there's some places you go to, you're paying for expensive food just because it's a location or whatever. But if you go to somewhere and the restaurant's legitimately good and you're buying like a $50 steak, man, those meals are good. I'm not trying to say I have many myself, but those are good.
The behavior is wild too, though. Like I wouldn't have probably gone all in if Megan and Tyler weren't like you gotta understand they're an hour 10 minutes away. I was about an hour 10 minutes away. We drove a hike. We were hanging out down there regardless, but they were like, we got to hit this place up. Like, we've been here before. Megan's like, we have to go here. And she made it clear like three times over. You don't advertise a restaurant lot like that if you don't back it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not going to tell all your friends, oh, you're going to love this spot. We got to go here if it's not good, you know? So I was hyped and I got into it and we had a blast. I ended up getting a little sauced. Just a little bit. I was good. I was made sure I was responsible, but got a little sauced. Megan was absolutely gone, but she wasn't driving. So she's like, stop giving me drinks, being loud, crazy Megan. And I kept giving her drinks. It was awesome. So then we went to where did we go after that? So one of their coworkers, so we went out as me, Zach, Megan, Tyler, and then their coworker, his name is Patoka. It goes by his last name. I think his first name's Jerry. And big dude. And he's like, yo, there's a place out here that sells like cannabis drinks. Like, we should go get, like, now we're all buzzed up. And they're like, you should keep this going. Let's go get these drinks. So we got this random ass hole in the wall, like, smoke shop. Like, they got bongs and stuff in there. They got, like, you know, like, fucking, I can't think of the word, bowls, whatever. And in this little refrigerator, they have, like, it's like, if you drink this much, it's 10 milligrams. If you drink this much, it's so many milligrams. Like a diffused drink. And I tried a little bit of it, and the flavor was good, except the aftertaste was god awful. So I drank some of it, and I was like, oh, it's not bad. And then, sat in your throat, was bad. So, like, whatever. Had a little bit of that. We were just kind of, you know, chilling, talking. And then we ended up going. So me and, like, at that point, it had been almost all day. It's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I brought, I'm on my way home. Cass wanted me to get her dinner, got her dinner. Then I dropped, because it was, like, on the way back to hospital. So I dropped Zach off, and then he went back for he did Mother's Day early, and then I went back up to Megan's, and they were gonna I just pressure washed the house, like my house. It was getting bad. Ooh. On one side, so my neighbor up the way let me borrow a pressure washer. Guys, I know it sounds really stupid, but I put this, like, all of this is coming together for the show, and I'm sorry, but that was my next thing. Okay, is yard shit and stuff. I have that written down. Yard shit, dude. It's weird being an adult and like worrying about things that like don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I see the side of the house. There's on every house in my neighborhood, there's one side that doesn't get the way, like, the most sun. I feel like that's every neighborhood, I guess. But I never really paid attention to it. And we got, like, not like a mold, but like an algae, you know? Like, that's just, yeah. If it doesn't get a lot of sun, moisture builds algae. So I didn't really notice it, but we got a light-colored house. So it's, like, gets more and more noticeable. And I was like, you know, it's not that big a deal, but I'd like to power wash it. Well, you start power washing, and then you realize how bad it actually is. Like, you can see the green running off, and you're like, oh, shit, that's what, like, it is way worse than I thought. So I did a little bit of that. My neighbor brought up his power washer, and it's funny because Ken is the sweetest dude in the world. Him and his wife are amazing. But he's older, Nick, and I have to talk about this on the show. It's funny. I don't have it written down. Old people who follow the rules to a T, like, people who follow the rules to a T, crack me up because I'm not one of those people. So he comes over, he's like, this is how you use a pressure washer. I'm like, Ken, like, I didn't tell him, but I'm like, my parents had one. I know how it generally works. I might not know the specific buttons or whatever. And then he gives me like earmuffs. And I go to start washing it without the earmuffs. And he's like, no, put those on, like, protect your ear. I'm like, jets go over my house every day. I blare music at 100. Like, I don't need, I'm going to go deaf anyway. Like, I don't need, you know, it's just weird. It was just funny. And then he was like, when he hooked it up, he's like, you got to let it run for a while to get all the air out, which is like nothing no one's ever told me. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is just so by the book that it was like, all right, Ken, like, I just want to wash the damn house and move on.
I mean,
it's his equipment. So like, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm being respectful or whatever. But
I gotta say though, Ken's equipment, following those rules,
will last forever.
Walker is gonna last forever.
Yep. And yeah, and he's teaching me a thing or two. It's not like I'm like, you know, ignorant or a dickhead. Like he's like, I use this non-alcoholic gas that you have to get down here that's like more expensive, but it runs better on small mowers. So I'm gonna, or motors, so I'm gonna use it on my stuff. But he did this. So I'm like, dude, bring it up. I'll work my house like Friday night, right? Like I, you know, I have plans or whatever, but you know, Saturday, Sunday, I don't know when I'll get around to it, but I just need to borrow the pressure washer. So he comes up Friday on my lunch break. And I'm like, I'm on my lunch break. Like I can't. So I spend the hour of my lunch break doing what I can, which was a good 3/4 of this wall. And then I'm like, Ken, like, I hate to be a pain, but just like leave it in the garage. I'll take care of it. And he's retired and he's a nice guy. So he finishes that wall, does the whole back wall. And then he didn't do the other side wall or the front. And he's like, I'll leave it for you. So you can do that whenever you get a chance to, you know, just bring it back when you're done. And I'm like, he's super nice dude and everything. But like, I didn't, the other side gets so much sunlight. There's literally nothing on it. If anything, it would be dirt that I'm getting off. So I don't know. And I'm not going to go through the meticulousness of the front. Like I'm not going to go through it. It's not bad until I feel it's been bad. So I'll probably just give it back like half them. But the back door in the corner where those two corners met was the worst. That was hands down the worst. So it got done, but it was just funny to me that like, there's nothing more satisfying. I said it before on the show, mowing your lawn in like perfect lines. Like I mowed my lawn on Friday, right? Like after I think it was Sunday morning, actually, before I went out for Mother's Day, I mowed the lawn. And now I got this pressure washed house with the perfect, and my lines are cut great. And it's just like just dad shit. You know what I mean? Childless dad shit. Do you do that? Like, I know you don't do a ton of yard work, but like when you're finishing up and doing projects at your house, do you ever just sit back and you're like, yeah.
No, yeah. When I do finish a house project, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. It's just like a hell yeah like, thing. You know, it's like a dude thing.
Like the times I have actually mowed my grass, like right now, very high. I need to mow it. But the times when I do mow it, I just usually take a peek. I'm like, that's looking good.
It's just weird. Dude, like I love like mowing over grass. Like, I get fucked. You know, it's like. It was like our berm out by the edge, which eventually they'll get rid of. It was all over, like that was tall grass. That's like not my yard. So it was all overgrown, but I didn't want the dog getting ticks or nothing. So I just flucked it over with the mower and it was like chopping trees down. Like that shit was almost 3 feet high. So I was just like, ah, you know, I don't know. It just felt good, dude. I just had to put that on there. But yeah, so I'm going to stop whining for a bit. I think I covered most of my stuff. I'm going to do that as a couple more polls. So most expensive meal, you know, whatever.
About the most expensive reel. Back to that real quick.
Yeah.
You want to hear the story about the most fancy restaurant I ever went to?
Yeah.
Because on one of these trips, we went to this restaurant and I was trying to find the name on my phone because I took a picture of the menu. I believe it was, okay, yes, it's called New York Prime Steakhouse.
Where is this? In New York?
It's in Myrtle Beach. It's called New York Prime.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Steakhouse. In Myrtle Beach, okay? And, so my meal here, which was like one of the best meals I ever had, $71. This is also like, this is a while ago, like 8 years ago. So with inflation, that's probably 100. But either way, this place was so fancy that they had like a bunch of really, you know, they had a bunch of really old wines or whatever. And someone showed up. And they bought the wine that's on this like really high shelf.
Top shelf anything. You know the rules.
And it happened to be above my seat.
Right? So you can see it.
And they had to sit, like stand on my seat to like go up and get it real quick. I don't think it's a big deal, right? They had some guy come over and like sweep it off with a little sweeper after he stood on it before I sat down. And they also, while you're eating the food, like while we finished eating our food, people, they came around. You had like three servers come around. They had these little like brushes and they brushed off all the food.
Yeah, the metal. Crumbs. It's like a metal prong. We used to do that. There was an Italian place I worked down here that was trying to be, they weren't fancy, but they tried to be. And we had those too. And it was like a little metal stick and you would just wipe the crumbs off the liner.
And it was just crazy. They were just doing all the sweeping or whatever. I just got to say, going to fancy restaurants, it's always like, wow, this is how the rich people live every day. No wonder they're
entitled. It's also like, it's weird how it all plays out. I mean, it makes sense. It's logical. But like this guy giving me the best service I ever had at one of the more expensive tabs I ever had. You understand what I'm saying? And what got me about him and why I'm preaching too, it's not like I racked up the bill, then he gave me good service. He gave me good service through and through. Before I even ordered, he was immaculate energy, you know?
Well,
and I don't know, there's something about it. We go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and I will be on this hill till the day I die. Buffalo Wild Wings has the worst service, hands down. Whoa. Ever. What do you got?
Do you remember that thing I sent in the Instagram group? I don't know if you saw. Buffalo Wild Wings is bringing back all you can eat wings
and fries, right?
Mondays and Wednesdays. Yeah. Wings and fries. They used to have fries.
They got to do something, Nick. But dude, I've been in there a million times and barely get my food inside of 45 minutes. It's usually wrong. It's insane. Like, especially down here. I don't know what's going on. But Buffalo Wild Wings has died. It's like, you know how everyone's saying Chipotle fell off? Like, Chipotle's bad now? I don't know if you've seen this. Everyone's saying they skimp out on options, blah, blah, blah. Buffalo Wild Wings is my Chipotle. Like, they're just, they used to be tolerable, and it's getting to the point where I won't even go. Like, we in Carolina, right? So out by Raleigh, we go to this, there's Carolina Ale House. I think I've taken you a couple times. That has all the sports on every TV. They usually do localized, so you're guaranteed to watch the Canes games or something, or the Panthers games. It was just like, I'm going to go there 10 times out of 10 compared to Buffalo Wild Wings. So it's just annoying, you know? I get frustrated with that.
But I'm just saying, they got the all you can eat. I'm going to go back there now just for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do have shitty service. But yes,
it is what it is.
Yes.
It is what it is. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Did you want to, real quick, before you jump into one of your couple topics here. So we're over there. Megan, that was the other thing. So I power washed my house on Sunday. When did I do that? No, Friday. Did mine on Friday. My neighbor did it. Ken, thank you. If you ever listen to the show, Ken did it on Friday. And then, so Megan had to do hers on Saturday after we all hung out. They did it Saturday night before the sun went down. And I'm like, hey, Tyler, draw a little heart on the side of the house with the pressure washer. I'm like, she'll love that. Right. And like, so she does it. And she's like, Megan, what's up? And Megan looks and goes like, can you hurry up and finish? Like, just didn't even nod. Like, didn't even nod. It was so funny. We're playing basketball or whatever, dude. It was hilarious. That's, it was so funny. But yeah, it was a good time. I love hanging out with Megan Tyler. Every time I hang out with them, they're a friggin' blast. But they have the bougiest taste. So like, we went to the Whiskey Kitchen in Raleigh one of the few times I hung out with them before the UConn NC State game a while back. And like, that was, you know, like $12-$15 a drink. Like, they have boozy taste, so I gotta be careful when I go out with them. But they do find some really cool spots. You got a couple things out here, Nick. You wanna get into these real quick?
Yeah, so I did something less exciting last week. But, Fred, do you have a library card?
I used to for Hall Memorial in Ellington, but I don't think I've ever had one since.
Yeah. So this past Thursday, I went to the library, like literally like less than a minute from my house, and I got a library card. And it was just funny and weird going to get a library.
Again, I know I do this to you every time. Is this Windsor?
East Windsor.
East Windsor. Okay.
It's called Warehouse Point, library or whatever. It's literally like right next to my house.
That's pretty cool.
It was just weird going in there. It was weird going in there to get a library card. I just felt weird. I felt weird going to the library because
No, I'm with you though. I'm not knocking you. Elaborate and explain the experience. So you walk in, you go to like what, customer service, and you're like, I want a library card. Like, what do you do? Do you have to prove residency?
I just walk in and there's a desk, and there's one person on the phone talking, and then there's another person helping an old person on a computer that probably doesn't have one at their house. And I think there's someone else doing star. So I'm just kind of standing there waiting. I was looking around. I'm like, this is weird in a library. I haven't been in a library in years. I, you know, that's how it is. And eventually someone comes over and I'm like, and they're like, hey, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, I want a library card. And they're like, okay, yeah, you just need to prove you live here, fill out this form, and you're good. So my ID isn't
changed. How big was the form? Was it like ridiculous or just like name address?
Fill out really quick, but. Just filled out really quick, but yeah, I got a library card. It felt weird getting a library card. But I just want to tell everyone about this. The reason why I got a library card, how do you feel about audiobooks, Fred?
I am not much of a reader. We've been over this and people think like, they're like, obviously he doesn't read. But I do read sometimes, just not a lot. No. I like the experience of the book. I like being able to put it down. I understand. I don't usually do audiobooks because I am also a massive music guy. Like, you know this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of playlists. I like listening to music repeatedly. Like, it's just me. I love my music. Not knocking audiobooks. It's funny that we're talking about Megan this episode. She's listening to like all the Harry Potter's on audiobook because she has an hour ride to work every day. You got to remember too, I don't have a daily commute. So unless go out of my way to put it on, which I'm trying to do work, it doesn't work. It's too much focal point. Even listening out, like sometimes I'll listen back to our show and it's like hard because it's like, shit, I just missed like 20 minutes and I'm backing up. But yeah, I mean, I'm not against it. I think people should do it more. I'm going to do this as a poll question. audiobooks, yay or nay? I think we may have already done this, but I don't care. Where are you going with it? What are your thoughts?
The reason why is, so I was randomly at work and there was like this like book that I kind of was interested in reading. It's like an older book from 1800s. It's called Sufferings in Africa. And like Abraham Lincoln apparently read it and inspired him kind of on his views on slavery. It's actually a biography about a sea captain from Middletown, Connecticut, which also piqued my interest.
Okay.
And I was like real with myself and I was like, I'm never going to read a book. But what if I did an audiobook? I found out there's this app. It's called the Hoopla. Yeah. You know, like Hoopla, H-O-O-P-L-A.
There are multiple apps, if I'm understanding correctly. There are multiple apps.
Yeah, but this one's called Hoopla, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a library card, you can rent audiobooks for free. Most of the other places, you have to pay for the audiobooks. This is all free with a library card. So if anyone's listening, you're interested in audiobooks, you like reading audiobooks, you haven't looked into this yet, look into this Hoopla. You can rent like 4 audiobooks at a time, all free with a library
and
card.
And you just what, scan your, like take a picture of your card and submit it?
Literally what I did, I downloaded the app, I put in my library card number and what library I'm from, boom, it worked. And now I can listen to audiobooks all I want.
I like it. What's the first one you're going to do? I mean, I know you probably have.
That's the one I'm going to do.
You're going to do it for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to know. Let me know. I feel like I could get into it, Nick. I feel like I would enjoy it a lot, especially on like planes and stuff. I've just always been like, I have this weird attachment to music. I can't explain it to people.
So weird, dude.
But it's like, you know, I don't know. I've ripped on other people for their interest, like how heavily they are involved in music. I don't necessarily know the culture of artists and stuff, but like just the songs, like I can listen to a song on repeat for like ever and listen to something here, catch something new or whatever. If I like the vocals, like Post Malone songs, I just don't get tired of it. I don't know what it is. I love getting in my car and listening to it. I love being on planes and just like mellowing out. And listen. Every time I go on a plane, I make sure like 2 of my playlists are downloaded, right? Not all of it because save space on my phone. And then I just literally 2 hours, 3 hours on a plane, just earbuds in and just mellow out. And just like, it's almost like spiritual for me. Just like vibing, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Shuts the world
I get
up.
That.
So no, that's super sick, guys. Get a library card. If you want audiobooks, this is a great way to do it. I actually really like that finding. That's super cool.
Yeah, just felt we were going to library.
I will definitely pass that on. What is this about ankle socks? Did you put this on here?
Yes, I put this. I just found this out and I was in shock. Apparently, ankle socks are no longer in style. And it's a way to be able to tell you're a millennial and not whatever Gen Z or whatever, and you're not younger. If you wear ankle socks, apparently, you're an old person. Do you wear ankle socks, Fred?
But there's a definition to this. There's another. You keep bringing in shit, Nick, on this episode that has such a gray area, and I'm glad you're doing it because it needs to be discussed. Socks. It's the truth. You know, girls' ankle socks, where it actually goes lower than the top of the shoe, and you get like blisters, and it rides up your foot, and you're like, "What the fuck?" You know what I'm talking about?
No,
super annoying. Not okay. If I see guys without socks, I think it's just as bad as wearing shoes without socks. Problem. I don't like it. Okay. Now, I have the ones that literally go about, it's like a quarter to a half an inch above that point
That's an ankle sock, though.
Okay, so what's the other one then? What's the one that's lower than that? No-shows. No-show socks. Awful.
Yeah,
no, but, I'm cool with ankle socks.
Ankle socks are no longer in style. Apparently,
root
socks are what's in style.
I'm about what's functional. What is crew? Halfway up your calf?
It's just like this, a little higher than ankle socks, barely.
I have both. So these are the ones with like the little tube at the top.
Yeah, the three inch tube.
I have both.
Anyways, I just thought it was bizarre that ankle socks. I mean, obviously it's not like I texted my youngest sister who technically like a Gen Z, right? She's younger. She's like 20. She's about to turn 22. And she said she doesn't think ankle socks are outside, but she wears crew socks. And the internet told me ankle socks are no longer in style. So I just wanted to.
I don't know what the rule is. I used to wear like long socks under pants for whatever reason. Cause like if my pants rolled up, you could see it. Not like long, but you know, like the whatever. Like especially like dress scenarios.
Yeah,
but it also like people aren't talking about this. Like I have high top Vans. Can't wear ankle socks, but I'm not going to wear knee socks either. There's like, you got to wear these weird like basketball sock hybrids, like the thin ones, dressy ones, just to keep it. Nightmare. But I could never wear, like, I'll never wear high tops with shorts.
No, you can't. It doesn't look good. It looks weird.
Like, there's weird things that you just can't do. And this is coming from me. I'm the most least fashionable human being on the face of the earth. I can't.
High tops and shorts don't mix.
There are still rules in play, and I think that's one of them. So I'm glad you brought that up. That'll be another fucking poll this week, guys. Audiobooks, ankle socks, yay or nay. I'm an ankle sock fan. I'm skipping this one, Nick. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about how you guys.
I'm cracked.
As, As a bull, Fred put at a topic. Wasn't Fred's like, I'm fucking cracked at Fortnite. Hella crown wins, cool or not? No, it's not cool to be cracked.
Dude,
at Fortnite.
Listen. No. I'm not talking like me and you, right? Like 30-year-old to 30-year-old. But like Megan has her foster kids. And Gary, who does like football and shit that I will never do because I'm not athletic, is like chirping and shit. And I'm like, oh yeah? Are you good at Fortnite though? Because we both play, and it's like my comeback. It's like, oh, you're so good at football. Oh, your grades are good. Oh, how are you? You know, it's more of like a sarcastic thing, but I think it's funny. Like, I do it to my brother all the time. My brother plays sports video games. He could kick my ass in Madden twice every day of the week. Doesn't matter. But I'm like, I'll just be a menace and be like, oh, you good at Fortnite? No, then shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me what to do. And it's just like this weird thing. It's like, but I couldn't do it if I didn't actually play the game. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm so cracked, and then not play Fortnite, which probably would be even funnier, but I don't know. And I just, somebody said that the other day. They were like, I'm like, dude, I'm pretty good at Fortnite. And they're like, you're 30. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just don't know if that's like something. Is like, if is it only a flex if you're an e-sport gamer guy? Like, if you're getting college paid for and making money, is that the only way it's cool?
It's not.
Is it even cool?
No, it's not. Well, esports is cool for younger people. All right. It's not.
It's just not it. It's like the ankle sock thing. I'm cool with it, but other people aren't. Yeah. Also, Nick, two things. We'll make it quick and then we'll move on. Getting pretty late in the show. Okay. No polls this week, guys. Nick's got some fun facts. We'll get some sports shit. It'll be a quick one. Okay. The Drake and Kendrick beef that you've been pumping into my brain for the last 2 weeks. I finally listened to Not Like Us. I have not been able to turn it off.
Dude, when you were talking earlier.
It is the catchiest rap song I have ever heard.
When you're talking earlier about like I just can't stop playing songs. I'm playing this song all the time. They not like us.
They not like us. They not like us. Yeah.
Oh my god.
If you're with them and you're in love, you better hide your little sister from them. Like, they are you kidding me? And I don't know what's like the problem when you open a can of beans in the public light, right? Like I've seen people, there's this guy on TikTok, Nick, and he goes like Drake lyrics that age like milk. And it's like all of his old songs where he's like talking about like questionable lyrics. Obviously they're out of context.
It was young girl,
but it's like, it's like out of context ish.
No, not really.
But they're like, they're highlighted this way. It's even worse, but it was just bad. It was bad. I like Drake. I'm the first one to be like, old Drake is gas. I have a lot of Drake in my phone, way more than Kendrick. Sorry. But this song goes hard.
Dude. And
the other one is, have you heard, I messaged you when I found out about it. Metro Boomin, who Drake specifically on his song said, go make some fucking drum beats or whatever, dropped a beat called BBL Drizzy, which is a sample of like a 70s disco song or something. And he turned it into a beat and then proceeded to lay it out to the world via SoundCloud and was like, whoever can do the best verse on this will get a reward. And now everyone's using it. And it's catchy as hell. I think it's just crazy, right? So the song you told me about was on your Meet of the Week last week, Goated. The beat that Metro Boomin just put out, Goated. I also want to say this, and I recognize this. I talked to this to my friends this weekend, and then Megan and Tyler, I think I told them. And then I saw a TikTok, and I was like, all right, cool. I'm not the only one who noticed. If you go back, I also like J. Cole. I'm not a massive rap person. When I'm vibing, I'm vibing, okay? But I like J. Cole. I like a handful of his songs, same with Drake. It's just not all of them, but I'm picky, but whatever. If you listen to Middle Child by Drake, he specifically states in like multiple verses in that song that he will never get involved with other rappers, never beef with other rappers for clout because his shit ain't selling the same, blah, 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 blah. He gives a whole list of reasons why he doesn't get in like fights with other rappers. And I just think it's crazy that 4 or 5 years, maybe even more, maybe less, after the song comes out, there's this big beef. He's involved briefly, and then he bows out. And we were talking about this, right? So he comes out and he's
a Dreamville music fest.
I don't know.
Because he's
older.
Don't forget, he had that beef with Meek Mill where he absolutely roasted Meek Mill.
I'm gonna pull up the lyric line while you find out when it came out, okay? Because I just thought it was really wild. Like in retrospect, reading the lyric like now, giving light.
So that was after the Meek Mill. Meek Mill song, so
but like where, let me find let me see if I can find
it. So it was like 4 years after back to back, so he's probably like, at this point I'm done beefing, I'm just too good, pretty much.
This was like, I mean, you think about it, it's wild how it all plays out, but this watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift Back when the rap game was praying, I'd diss. They act like two legends cannot coexist, but I'd never beef with an for nothing. I'm not saying it on here. I'd never beef for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's going to be legit. It won't be for clout. It won't be for fame. It won't be because my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be because somebody slid in my lane. Everything grows. It's destined to change. Love you guys. Pretty much. On God. Like, that's the lyrics. And it's just wild that 5 years later, this big beef comes out. He's kind of in the middle of it, and he backs out. And it's his apology was very much in the lines of the lyrics
that he spoke. Are you talking about J. Cole said this? Oh, I thought you were saying Drake said this. Oh, no.
No, J. Cole, I apologize. Never no, had J. Cole.
Drake. Yeah. J. Cole, yes.
No, but he was in the middle of all this, and then he apologized. People were like, why would he bow out? And then you look at his old music, and like his old stuff came up. Like, I have it in my phone. So Middle Child come up, and I'm hearing these words, and I was like, he literally just owned up to his own shit. Like, he obviously writes his own shit, but he's been like, I was just weird that he like stood on the words that he preached 5 years ago. Like, how often can you prove that? You know what I'm saying? So it's just cool. I thought that was kind of neat. It's still kind of lame that he backed out. I know people want the hate on it.
At first, he got a lot of flack. Was lame, but yeah.
But now, the other thing is, you got to keep in mind, and he's not a stupid man. I'll stand on that hill all day. J. Cole's not a stupid man. Drake's bodyguard, I don't know if he was killed. I didn't hear that part. Got shot.
Yeah.
Got shot aggressively after this beef with Kendrick has gotten all out, and they put fucking Drake's address on a album cover. And not that you couldn't find it anyway, but it escalated to a point where it got violent. And J. Cole, I feel like, knew that was coming and got the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, there's memes about it, but it was just wild. Like you see it coming, you're like, lame. But he stated in his own songs years ago that he isn't going to get involved in this crap. So just wild. Just like weird how like the full circle of that came around, especially with J. Cole. Like I said, he's a Carolina guy. Full
circle, you say?
Crazy, right? But yeah, I just thought it was weird. Like, it's not often you can go find a rapper's lyric and then apply it to his life 5 years, like, perfectly 5 years. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. But yeah, so that was that. I just want to throw that out there. Nick, you got a wild fun fact for us. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. We'll get our fun fact real quick. Guys, this is wild. Al Capone, notorious gangster. Did you know he is most likely the reason we have expiration dates on milk?
So, what?
What happened is his niece became extremely ill from bad milk. So him and all his little gangster buddies very heavily lobbied the Chicago political people.
Make
sure everyone puts expiration dates on their milk. And he's kind of the reason why they have that.
His sister got sick or his daughter? His niece. Sorry.
Either way, it's because of Al Capone, because someone that he knew got sick and he's like, hey, can't be having this on my watch.
What are the odds of that, huh? Lobbied it in Chicago, became like, okay, we should probably do this everywhere. Then, people won't get sick.
We don't really need to get really in deep into it, but I did a little more like research on expiration date because of this. Did you know expiration dates aren't technically like when the food expires? It's literally expiration dates are made by the company. The company who produces picks them, not like there's no like federal government saying, hey, everything needs to have this expiration date. The company picks it and they're like, hey, this is when we think the it's best buy. It's the top of the line after this. It's not necessarily bad. It just won't be as good. I don't know.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's a good indicator though. I think it's weird. Like, I know it sounds stupid. Again, adulting things. Amazing how many times I've gone to my fridge and not realized. Like, I went to go make pasta the other day. Had an open sauce in the fridge. I was like, oh, I'll use that. Open it. Mold as fuck. Like, just it's been in there a minute. And stuff that gets like tucked in the back is worse than other things. You know what I mean? But like, even like, just, you know, like, I was gone all weekend. Cass was at work all weekend. I was barely home, and we pulled out like meat for pasta, like in a vacuum sealed container. You know, we do like pre-portion stuff, pulled out meat from the freezer and then put it in the fridge. And that was there like till like Monday. And I was like, you could probably get away with it because it's vacuum sealed, but like, I'm tossing it. And we write our dates on our, you know what I mean? When we put it in there. But yeah, you just don't, use your best judgment, you know, like but you also, it's just a suggestion. Like, if the milk says best by April 12th and you smell the milk and it smells like shit, throw it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, you know? But yeah, that's crazy. I had no idea that it dated into that. It's just something I never thought about. Yeah. Nick, wrap up the show. It's going to be a little bit earlier today, or pretty much on time by the time we get out of here. Just want to say my Canes are pulling a full Undertaker in the WWE. They won two consecutive games after going down to the Rangers.
0-3.
So they are back in Carolina tomorrow night for a game 6. And if they win that, they will go to game seven in New York. I counted my boys out. I still have my issues with the team, but it's cool to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're at the bar last night, and I'm watching them go up. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to see your team
let's
win.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. They still got to win.
They got to win two consecutive games.
Yeah. When's the next game? Tomorrow, right? Yeah,
Tomorrow would be Canes game six.
If they win tomorrow, though, pressure's on the Rangers now. About to blow a 3-0 lead, so let's see if they win.
And it's cool because, like, the momentum's there. There's a lot of history, so I guess the last time that a team went down 3-0 was like the Rangers, and they, I think, proceeded to win it back in, like, 2014 or something like that. And then the last time the Canes ever came back from a 3-0, they won the cup as well. So there's, like, a lot of history involved here. A lot of cool stuff going on. Obviously, they find these narratives as it comes down. It's not, like, exclusive. I'm sure this happens a lot. But just cool. It's cool. My team was down and out, looking at possibly getting swept. Got out of there. So I'm hoping. I'm excited. Got some money on the Canes and FanDuel and DraftKings. Just trying to survive. Okay? Hoping for it. But, yeah, it's just cool. I like seeing my teams do well. Nick, Media of the Week. What do you got for the people?
So
you're
Fred,
using my song?
Yeah, you showed me. And I've been listening to this song along with the diss songs. I really like it. Flatline by Frost Children. I'm a big fan of this song.
I'm glad you like it. I got some other stuff I want you to check out. We could talk about it after the show. If you want to check it out with me, I'll be more than happy to tell you. I, on my TikTok feed, my algorithm is super aggressive. So I saw this. You ever heard of Kill Tony? Is this new? It could be old. I don't know. It is a live comedy special. Tony Hinchcliffe, who was a big comedian for the Tom Brady roast, killed it. He has this live comedy show, Nick. He pulls local talent and then in front of like a theater. And then if you do well based on reaction and other like Post Malone was at one of these. Like they get big people to come in and just be on like a live table. So like even if they bomb, like some of the major artists, like the big guys can be like make fun of them or like whatever to keep the show alive. You know what I'm saying? So but it's raw. So they can be really good or really bad. And there's these two guys that came out that have absolutely caught my attention. And so on Kill Tony comedy skits hosted by Tony Hinchcliffe, there's a guy named Cam Patterson from Florida. And there is a guy named Casey Rocket. And they're both nuts in their own right. So Cam Patterson's kind of like a kid who's like clearly had like a tough life, you know, but he comes in and he's like one of his biggest, most famous bits is he's like, I like rocks. He's like, I'm not retarded, but I like rocks. And he pulls a rock out from his pocket on stage and like explains where he got it and like why he likes it and shit. And it was just like the demeanor, his delivery. Awesome. So I love his stuff. I'll show you some of his stuff. And then this kid, Casey Rocket, Nick, who honestly physically looks kind of like you. Not going to lie. He's got I feel like he looks a lot like you. And then he comes out, but he's like, I don't know if it's his demeanor or how he gets comfortable on stage. He doesn't stop moving. So like everything has like a goofy delivery. And he's like, so I did Adderall today. And like makes a joke. Like, and it's just like goofy. And he's very high energy. And now like they're expanding into like, you know what I mean? Like as they advance and go and grab all this local talent, they just did one in LA in front of like a full, you know what I'm saying? Like it just gets bigger and bigger. And these guys are making more and more names for themselves. And I think you'd like it. So if you guys like comedy, and you know, not everybody's a winner, but it's like cool to keep up on. Kill Tony comedy specials is my media of the week, which is not music and crazy. I have my wife here. Yeah, that's right. I have my wife.
Yes, your wife.
I have my wife here, guys, and she would like to whine about something. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I'm the one who told him about the stats about the Canes and the Rangers and all that, about them being down, about to be swept and whatnot. So that was all me.
He didn't give
you
any
credit.
He's
stealing my thunder.
I have social media, too.
He didn't give her any credit.
Well, I'm not giving her credit. She's on, like, this Lady Canes page feeding me about, like, look at this dog in a jersey.
Did you hear about it before her?
Yes. Because I watched the games. All right, hang on. You want to play games? You want to do this, babe? Ask her how many games in the series she's watched.
How many games in the series have you watched, Cass?
Some of us work more than others.
Oh, see? Excuses on the yin-yang. Excuse. How many games are in a series, babe?
Seven.
Okay, and the first two games are played where?
Whoever has the higher seed.
Oh, she's killing it. Oh, okay. All right, whatever. But she didn't watch the games, and she's
wrecked.
Not the only reason I know that. That's fine, dude. I'm going to get wrecked by her the rest of my life, so might as well start now. You know what I mean? Fucking goon. Get out of here. Doing something.
Love you, Nick.
Also, so I got to tell you this. I didn't have it on the show, guys, real quick as we wrap up. So, Cass, can you go get me the box? Let me show them. So, Cass saw on TikTok that you can message like companies about your wedding, like invite them to your wedding. Obviously, they're not going to come, but they'll send you some cool shit.
Well, you actually got that from Chick-fil-A?
So Chick-fil-A sent us a box, or Cass a box. Do you mind if I read the card?
No, you can read the card.
So they sent this card with Waffle Heart on there.
Wait, that is so.
And it's written out.
It's a handwritten.
So it says, "Hi, Cass and Fred. Congrats on saying yes to your forever. We love being part of your together time and hope you enjoy these goodies to help celebrate your special day. We can't wait for you to reach all, what is it? For you all to reach red member status." Because Cass said she wanted red member status.
That's
your friends at Chick-fil-A. And then they proceeded to send us a magnet. Two pairs of waffle fry socks.
Dude, that is sick.
A $10 Amazon gift card.
What?
And it was like a two keychain, right? It says eat more chicken. Two little plush cows that will probably go in my car that say eat more chicken. Lit. And then a bunch of like partial meals for Chick-fil-A.
Dude, that's like,
insane. Like salads.
Like two desserts,
two burgers, two breakfasts, and a bunch of salads.
Dude, that's insane.
Which is going to be
this dope ass Chick-fil-A box. Came in the mail.
That's wild.
So we did this. We sent a bunch out. Not everything got right to reach everybody. We sent one to like Post Malone. Like we did our favorite thing. So like I did Red Bull because I live for Red Bulls. I was like, it'd be cool if I got like a personalized Red Bull or something. Taylor Swift, hers came back. Post Malone, we did a what else? Yeah, some of them did. What was some of the ones you sent? Turbis, like the mugs. Yeti. You know, just like big Yeti. You know, big Southwest. We did. They didn't send us anything, but I got a personalized email. It was like, "Hey, thanks for thinking of us. You know, hope you continue to use Southwest. You know, in the future, and best of luck to you." Nothing crazy, but still cool to get that email. But yeah, so if you guys ever go out there and get married, just fucking as corny as it sounds, I will give Cass a win on this one. She sent some to corporations. I was like, "You're a nutbag." And the first one we got back was Chick-fil-A with some cool shit in it. So
wildly cool.
Just want to throw that out there. Yeah.
Very cool.
But yeah, that's the show this week. Guys. Season 4, everything from this show, me babbling, came from me hanging out with Megan and Tyler. So shout out them this weekend. Again, calling it Tuesdays with Megan because of a corny book I read in high school. Nick, anything else for us today before we head out?
No, that's it.
Nick's got to go be social, guys. He moved it up today. We recorded on a Tuesday early because he's got social life. So I'm going to play the outro.
Don't blame me.
You got golf tomorrow too, though. And I got the Canes game. Game 6.
Here we go.
Here's your outro. I'm going to talk to Nick after the show. Here we go. We do need music. I'm just going to put your credit card in and have somebody. I'm going to go on Fiverr and pay with your money and have them add music. All right. See you guys next week. Season 4, episode 39. Spoiler alert. We're going to talk about...